Space became another arena for competition after the Soviet Union launched Sputnik, an artificial satellite, in 1957. Americans felt humiliated. The Soviets launched a rocket that could have easily carried a nuclear bomb. The United States did not even launch its first satellite, Explorer 1, until 1958. The already gloomy public mood took a turn for the worse when the Soviets placed the first man in orbit in 1961. President Kennedy's answer to this was to commit the United States to land a man on the moon and bring him back before this decade is out. In August 1962, John H. Glenn Jr. was the first American to orbit the Earth. In the mid-1960s, U.S. scientists used the Gemini program to look at the effects of extended spaceflight on man. Gemini, Latin for twins, carried two astronauts, one more than the earlier Mercury series and one less than the Apollo spacecraft. Gemini achieved several firsts, an eight-day mission in August 1965, the longest space flight at that time, and in November 1966, the first automatically controlled re-entry into the Earth's atmosphere. Gemini also accomplished the first manned link-up of two spacecraft in flight, as well as the first U.S. walks in space. The Apollo project achieved Kennedy's goal. In July 1969, with hundreds of millions of television viewers watching around the world, Neil A. Armstrong became the first human to walk on the surface of the moon.